That's a go-go by the Indonesian all-rock band, all-girl rock band from the 1960s and 70s, Dara Puspita. They were one of the most famous girl bands to come out of Southeast Asia at that time, known for their crazy concerts where the four members of the band would writhe around on the stage and scream their lyrics at big crowds. Well, in Melbourne, there's an exhibition of colourful screen prints celebrating Dara Puspita, made by young printmakers from Cambodia. Georgia Moody goes along to find out more about the Indonesian band and why they've got followers in Cambodia.
Dara Puspita were a phenomenally mind-blowing group that came out of Surabaya as teenagers, that four girls who basically jumped a bus to Jakarta, headed for the big smoke, and eventually became super famous stadium rockers.
That's Julian Poulsen, the leader of the Cambodian Space Project, a psychedelic rock band from Phnom Penh. He's also the man behind Sticky Fingers Art Prints Cambodia, the group who have made the equally psychedelic screen prints of this plucky Indonesian all-girl band. The band formed in 1964, and their brand of rock and roll did not sit well with the Indonesian president at the time, Sukarno.
Dara Puspita encountered the wrath of the then president, who believed that this type of music, this Beatles music that they were playing, to be an illness, and described it in a speech as the music of the mentally deranged.
So why were they so controversial in Indonesia? Were their lyrics particularly political?
Well, look, I've described them before as the Pussy Riot of the 60s, and it wasn't because they were singing outspoken or politically charged lyrics, but their act was this free, very sexy, very strong, feminine, independent, rocking, really just came across as something terrible from the West. And that had serious ramifications for Dara Puspita. They were arrested for playing this music. They were booked to play a house party by Colonel Cosimo, and a mob formed outside the house to stone the house and the party with bricks and rocks. And both Dara Puspita and their brother band from Surabaya, the Coes, were arrested. The Coes were jailed for 3 months, and Dara Puspita got away, but not without some re-education by having to turn up at the police station every day and play the music that they were arrested for and have it assessed and told not to shake and shimmy. Apparently the police liked it anyway, so, you know, this kind of charade went on for a while, and then they basically skipped town and they went to Pattaya.
And it was at Pattaya in Thailand that Dara Puspita were discovered.
They played a club there. I can't remember the name of the club, but I do remember that they came back to Indonesia, signed with one of the independent record labels, and made their first record, really a cultural crossover record, all about their experience in Pattaya. After a while, they were spotted by a German agent who'd brought a German girl group to Indonesia called the Candy Girls, but Mr. Boots, as he was known, instantly wanted to sign up Dara Puspita and take them off to Europe, and so they went, and again they were sort of like you know, real pioneers, explorers. Young Indonesian women just didn't have that opportunity to travel, let alone form rock and roll bands and take this shaking, rocking, Beatles-esque music to the world.
Julian, we're standing here in front of a few of these fantastically colourful prints from this exhibition. Can you describe them for me?
Okay, this is called The Golden Years, and you've got Susie, Tacky, Lise and Tiki. These were names given to them in Europe because the Europeans had trouble with their real Indonesian names. And it's golden and glittery. It's a two-colour screen print, and it's so strong as a band image. This is also Dara Pospita in their early 60s years. And, of course, as soon as they saw the Beatles, they took the music but also took the visual style and this detail with their costumes and their self-styling is so spot on. I mean, they soon became known as the Indonesian Beatles, and they, for a while, they were as big as the Indonesian Beatles, but today it's a forgotten story. But when they got to Europe, they found that they were contracted to a circus in Hungary, and this pattern of these strange and unusual bookings went on for a while and even led to the girls recording and working with one of the Beatles managers, a guy called Colin Johnson, who saw them released through CBS and then Decca Records, you know, the only Southeast Asian band to do this.
This is a recording from their trip to Europe. This is Dara Pospita playing live at a nightclub in Spain in the early 1970s.
By the time they got back to Indonesia in 1972, they were highly anticipated, and of course there was no internet or Facebook, but the word had got out and they filled stadiums, and one of the band members' husbands says that was where he first saw his wife, and his clothes were ripped from his body as he tried to fight his way into the stadium to get to that gig. But, you know, coming back from Europe, they came back because they were homesick. So the band was already sort of disbanding before they even got back to Indonesia. And unfortunately, they did a short tour and then they split up and went their separate ways.
And this print kind of bookends their time as a band. It's got purple and vivid red and yellow. What does it tell us about the...
And funky flares and high boots and kind of tasseled leather jackets and real 70s belt buckles slung around their hips. So things had really changed, and I think they'd smoked a few kind of direction-changing things along the way by that stage as well. I mean, they really began as Irma Pospita was the first name, which meant the rhythm of flowers, and then Dara is sort of more like flower sisters or virgin sisters, and very, very innocent, sweet. Four records recorded for an Indonesian label. Each of those records, the music changes and evolves and goes from sort of psychedelic jangly pop in the 60s through to what I can only describe as a kind of rock and soul, and incredibly good musicians.
Julian, tell me a little bit about the Sticky Fingers Art Prints Cambodia, who have made these beautiful prints of this Indonesian all-girl band.
Yeah, well, that's interesting that it's jumped over to an Indonesian story. The story of Sticky Fingers started really with myself meeting a printmaker called Visal Heng. Visal was a street kid from Poipet who was working in Siem Reap at a hotel called the 1961 Art Hotel. Now, that hotel had asked if I'd come and stay for a month, being, you know, a 60s culture vulture. It kind of was a good match. And at the art hotel, they were also producing art and craft, including screen printing. So I worked with Visal to print a series of Cambodian Space Project posters, limited edition prints that we would sell in Cambodia. And then realised that it was so fun and such a good relationship that it would be a good social enterprise to create a printmaking studio in Cambodia. And screen printing is the rock and roll printing. You know, this is the style and the art of rock and roll. With Dara Pospita entering the story, it became a really, really good series to print in Cambodia. And of course, Cambodians and Indonesians have had a relationship that goes well back before Angkor Wat and been sharing cultures and exchanges. When we put the Dharapaspeta show up in Phnom Penh, it got a lot of local press. And then we found at the opening a lot of young Cambodians came along, people who are interested in the pop culture, expecting to see a Cambodian band called Dharapaspeta and expecting them to be here and now and playing at the exhibition opening. But unfortunately, that's not the case. But we are trying to recreate and produce a new Dharapaspeta and new groups like this, inspired by this story. And that will be through the process of compiling and curating a vinyl LP of a bunch of different groups called Colonel Cosimo's Wild Party, as Colonel Cosimo was the man who booked Dharapaspeta at the infamous house arrest and wild party back in 1965.
Thank you very much,
John.
The Indonesian band Dharapaspeta, they got pretty gutsy towards the end there, didn't they? Very gutsy indeed. Julian Polson from the Cambodian Space Project and Sticky Fingers Arts Prints Cambodia, speaking there to Georgia Moody. And if you're in Melbourne, you can see those screen prints, the prints of Dharapaspeta, at Space at Collins Gallery. They'll be there until next Tuesday.